Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Nashley with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't find us, come on back to where you were last time. I'll be here. I hope you are too. We have lots to talk about, as always, even more than we can talk about, but we can always save it for another time. And in the meantime, after this hour, which is not a long time to visit with each other, you can go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. There you can find all of our radio shows that we have archived on the radio show section. You can also read our newsletters. We send out a newsletter to your email address if you subscribe to it, or you can go into the archive section of the e-newsletters and read all the newsletters. Well, maybe not all of them. There's a lot there. There's a lot of radio shows, a lot of information that you can read, you can listen to, and gain more information while we're not together. You do it on your own, you'll gain a ton of information. So it's all coming your way every weekend and more through the week. And today we're going to talk about some of my favorite topics as always. And the featured topic today, we're going to spend more time, how to treat metabolic syndrome and what it is with the herb berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E, berberine. We'll also talk about the keto diet for cancer. Why does it work for cancer? And how does it improve cancer situations, especially endometrial cancer? Ouch! What about pulled muscles? What can you do about a pulled muscle besides saying ouch? And herb for the day, one of my favorites, rhodiola. Rhodiola is for energy, reduction of stress, reduction of cortisol, increased serotonin. It has tremendous benefits. Some of these are so superior to drugs. I'm not telling you not to take drugs. And if you're on drugs, don't go off of them for me. Go off of them for yourself, but talk to your doctor. I am not a doctor. I only carry information to you. I share information with you that maybe you don't have time to gather. Maybe you don't have time to research. Maybe you don't know where to go to research. So we pull it up, bring you more information just to share this with you, to help you make better choices, and to include these as well with your drugs. Yes, 95% of all of these can be included with your medication, but always tell your doctor what you're doing. More bad news on ultra-processed foods. There's nothing good about ultra-processed foods. They don't provide any nutrients. They're manufactured in a laboratory, in a manufacturing company. They're not made by nature, made by man someplace in a far-off manufacturing facility. And what about help for burning foot pain? Is there any help? You bet. And what about curcumin for better blood sugar levels? We have lots on the menu today to share with you about all kinds of good concepts, ideas, and science that we want to share with you. So what about sharing all this good information with you? And let's start with our favorite topic, our featured topic, berberine. Is it a fad or a flop? Or is it a really natural medicine? Well, according to data from the natural products market, berberine sales have increased 75% in the last year? Why? What caused the increase in berberine? Well, it is being touted as nature's Ozempic. Good for weight loss, reducing food cravings, lowering blood sugar. So what is it? Well, actually, it's an alkaloid extracted from a natural plant. It's a natural plant compound found in the bark, leaves, roots, rhizomes, twigs, and stems of several plants. It's been used medically and medicinally for over 2,000 years. And what does modern research say today about berberine? Well, it's anti-inflammatory. It supports metabolic syndrome. So what is metabolic syndrome? Well, it's a cluster of a number of conditions that are all involved with this one condition. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have a high LDL cholesterol and a high triglyceride level, and you have a low HDL cholesterol, and you have abdominal obesity, the spare tire, the beer belly, the pot belly, all that fat hanging over your belt or your waistline, you're pre-diabetic, insulin resistant. If you have three of these, not all of them, if you have just three of the ones I've mentioned, you are classified as having metabolic syndrome. Almost all diseases are caused by this cluster. So metabolic syndrome significantly increases the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. These are not laughing matters. Believe me, they're serious. And we have control over this. The doctor doesn't have control over this. We do. Because all of these conditions are triggered by the food we eat, how we live our life, how we make choices. We can choose the majority of these by how we prepare our dietary intake. And almost one-third of U.S. adults have this condition called metabolic syndrome. And berberine is a primary treatment for metabolic syndrome. Here's a study I came across. 24 people with metabolic syndrome received 500 milligrams of berberine 3 times daily. Or they also received a placebo, or another group of people in the study. They took a placebo for 3 months, while 24 people took the metabolic syndrome amount of 500 milligrams daily of berberine. So the results of this study: statistically significant reduction in waist size, weight, and glucose levels, plus, here's the plus, the bonus, far better than drugs, a 42% reduction in triglycerides, a 6% reduction in blood pressure, a 20% reduction and insulin resistance. This is what a natural botanical extract called berberine can do for you. And here's some more clinical research on berberine. It lowers blood sugar as effectively as prescription drugs. Patients with type 2 diabetes with a fasting blood glucose down 26%. 26% with berberine and no side effects. And metformin lowered the blood sugar level by 30%, almost equal, 26% with the natural herbal extract, 30% with metformin, but no side effects with the herbal natural medicine. And A1C levels, down 18% for berberine versus 23% for metformin. What about triglycerides? This is the fat that damages your heart. Not cholesterol, but triglycerides. And where do triglycerides come from? From the amount of your carbohydrates consumed. It's a fat made from sugar, a fat made from carbohydrates. And it has more damage to your heart than cholesterol, ever. So berberine reduces triglycerides by 18%. 18% reduction in type 2 diabetes for berberine and only 6% by metformin. Now, when combined with diet and exercise, berberine was shown to lower blood pressure more effectively than lifestyle alone or placebo. Berberine is a very significant natural herbal medicine. So when do you use berberine? For metabolic syndrome, the five conditions that are a cluster that are involved that make up what is called metabolic syndrome. For fatty liver disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer. Now, the scientific dosage was 500 milligrams 3 times daily. Or there's also available, which I prefer, is a 250 milligram berberine, and it's compounded with a starch compound that's not absorbed by the body. It's a carrier. It's a transport system to boost absorption called gamma-cyclodextrin. It's a starch made out of potatoes. It's a natural starch. You don't absorb it. But when it's compounded to a natural compound, and even you can compare it and compound it to a drug. And it'll boost the drug. It'll boost the natural substance as well. If you take one daily, or two at the most, 250 milligrams, because it can actually absorb 9 times better than regular berberine. So this is the way to really get the absorption of berberine and not lose the effectiveness. So when you're thinking about type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, cardiovascular disease, all of these conditions, berberine is your answer. I think every adult in America should be on berberine. It would be a tremendous benefit to increase the value of your health. Now, I don't have very good news. I think berberine is great news if you use it and you stay on it. You don't stay on it for a week or two or till you get results and then you go off of it. You've got to take it for a while. Time is of the essence. But this is bad news. There's a shocking increase in childhood anxiety. Anxiety in kids is rapidly increasing. According to a recent published study, doctor visits for childhood anxiety have increased by 250% in the last 10 years? What's driving the anxiety in children? Anxiety is the fastest growing mental health complaint in kids. Depression, ADHD, autism have increased by 2% or less in the same time period. But in children for anxiety, it's 250%. Anxious kids have a harder time paying attention, particularly paying attention in school, may mistakenly be thought to have ADHD, and treated with stimulants, which makes anxiety worse. Natural anxiety. And how do we come up with a relief for the kids experiencing anxiety? Well, one is omega-3 fatty acids. And the one I'm thinking about is omega-3 from salmon. Anxiety is linked to a process of inflammation. And omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, especially the one from the head of the salmon that's also complex to phospholipids. Phospholipids are carriers that carry fat into the bloodstream. We get a better absorption. There are no phospholipids in fish oil. There are triglycerides, and we don't need any more triglycerides. We want phospholipids. They're natural. And in fact, the omega-3 from the head of the salmon contain 5 phospholipids. And those same 5 phospholipids are found in the human brain in the same ratio. So the omega-3 from the head of the salmon is a perfect combination of phospholipids, DHA, and EPA for maintaining health of the brain and reducing inflammation of the brain. It has a high intake of omega fatty acids, is associated with a less risk of anxiety disorders. In a clinical study, omega-3 supplementation in teens with a genetic condition that increases the risk of schizophrenia reduced their risk of serious mental illness and improved cognitive function. Now, I do want to mention the ketogenic diet, which is a diet that avoids sugar and reduces carbohydrates. Kids get 2 mg of carbohydrates daily. Bread, cereal, grains, candy, cookies, all the sweets, juice, are all laden with sugar and even high fructose corn syrup and regular fructose in juice. They're getting too much sugar, which causes mental illness and anxiety. There's also a very wonderful herb called Echinacea angustifolia. Now, this herb, if you know anything about it, many people who recognize it will say, oh, I know that. I use it for cold and flu. And it is great for cold and flu. But why it's good for cold and flu is because of the content of the polysaccharides that are found in the plant. But there's also another group of compounds found in Echinacea that are called alkamides. And the alkamides affect the cannabinoids in the brain and significantly reduces anxiety as effectively as prescription drugs. without the side effects, and very safe for kids, especially for the over the age of 4. The dosage, 40 to 80 milligrams daily, can be used by adults as well. Sometimes you may just have some anxious moments. You may be anxious over a relationship or a divorce pending, or seeing the president of the company one day. There's always reasons why we have anxious moments or we have anxiety. But some people have chronic anxiety, not just occasional anxiety. I think we all have occasional anxiety. Sometimes that drives us to do even a better job. But when you have chronic anxiety and kids go to school, they're bullied. They don't have their homework ready. They feel very anxious for no reason. They're withdrawn. They just sit in their desk and stare. They're not participating. A combination of the omega-3 from the head of the salmon and the alkaloids from echinacea have a huge effect on reducing anxiety in kids or adults. Now, I mentioned the keto diet for kids who are anxious or any mental disease or mental condition. And now, and this has been known for a long, long time, back into the 1930s and 40s, that sugar is the driver of cancer. And the keto diet is a diet that avoids all sugar if possible, avoid carbohydrates, lower it significantly. Most people are eating more than 200 or 300 grams of carbohydrates. The FDA recommends 130 grams, but that's still too high. They found the best results for mental disease, anxiety, anywhere from zero sugar to 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates daily. Now, the keto diet, particularly for endometrial cancer. So what is this cancer, endometrial cancer? Endometrial cancer occurs when a tumor forms in the inner lining of the uterus. And one of the primary drivers of the growth of tumors in the lining of the uterus is insulin resistance and obesity are strongly linked to endometrial cancer. Women with obesity are 3 times more likely to develop endometrial cancer. Women with obesity who develop endometrial cancer have over 6 times higher the risk of death versus women of normal weight. The keto diet and endometrial cancer. This is a study, a pilot study. Well, maybe I should take a break here. We only have about a minute before we go into a break. And I would prefer to not share the following information until we go into a break, so you don't lose any of this great information as to how a keto diet can prevent and significantly reverse cancer, all kinds of cancer. But I'm pointing out one primarily to give you the best results for this specific form of cancer. Cancer spreads. And it spreads because it's driven by glucose and fructose. Those are 2 forms of sugar found in sugar, sucrose. So we want to avoid sugar because it's like it's a fuel. Like your car can't go anywhere without fuel. And cancer cells can't survive and metastasize, spread, without fuel. And the fuel is sugar. This goes back to research in the 1920s and 30s. But I want to take a break here. We'll come back right after this, right here. More explanation of why we want to be on a keto diet to prevent cancer and reverse cancer, especially endometrial cancer. Back right after these messages. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. And we're here with Terry Talks Nutrition. You can find us every weekend, right here. Same station, same time. And if you have friends, relatives, or family members who you think would benefit from listening to our show, just tell them where we are. And if you miss a show, or you have to leave early, you can always go back to our website, terrytalksnutrition.com. You can pull up the radio shows. They're in the archive section of the radio show. I also write a newsletter every week that goes out to your email address. But for those of you who have missed some, maybe you are just joining our show now, and we have done the newsletter for, oh my gosh, 10, 12, 13, 14 years, a long time. And all of those, or many of those, are archived on the email newsletter section. So you can read for who knows time. Wow. You got a lot of reading to do. Great listening to the radio shows over again. Or if you missed some or missed part of one, there's a lot of good information there. Don't miss it. Now, what is endometrial cancer? I explained that before we go into the break. Well, it's a cancer that occurs when a tumor forms in the inner lining of the uterus. There's a condition called insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is a condition caused by the consumption of sugar and carbohydrates to such an extent that you have a high blood sugar level, which in turn causes a high insulin level. And the high insulin level becomes ineffective because of the amount of sugar most Americans are consuming. So the insulin doesn't work. And when you have a high blood sugar level and a high insulin level, you have what is called insulin resistance. And then combine that with someone who is obese, it's strongly linked to cancer. You know, cancer is not just something that we're unlucky to have, unfortunate, or unknown reasons. Cancer is caused by the choices we make. Smoking dramatically causes cancer. Obesity dramatically causes cancer. We are causing the cancer that we would pray not to have. So that's why I wanted to have you change your diet, change your lifestyle choices. Do the things that are healthy. Don't wait until you are struggling with cancer or struggling with a disease. Prepare for that ahead of time by maintaining a healthy environment and using good lifestyle choices. Because women with obesity are 3 times more likely to develop endometrial cancer. Women with obesity who develop endometrial cancer have 6 times higher the risk of death versus women of normal weight. So we need to pay attention to this. And when I was going into the break, I was talking about the ketogenic diet. The bottom line of the ketogenic diet is a diet that brings back the old traditional diet to our life. Manufactured foods, ultra-processed foods, a ton of refined carbohydrates, rice, flour, not the flours you smell, the flours you bake with, and the grains, cereals, pasta, bread, all of these are carbohydrates, which in order for them to be metabolized for energy, they have to convert to sugar. But if you go back to a diet which is high in natural proteins, animal proteins particularly, and fats, and dramatically reduce your carbohydrates and avoid all sugar. Why do I want to have you follow the ketogenic diet? Because it works. People get fantastic results. All mental disease is either cured or dramatically improved by adopting the ketogenic diet more effectively than drugs. Several psychiatrists who switched their patients to the ketogenic diet that had been on several drugs for many, many years to treat their schizophrenia, their bipolar, their depression, anxiety, whatever it might be. The ketogenic diet was more effective. And now they found in a pilot study, researchers tested the effects of following a ketogenic diet in women who were obese and had endometrial cancer before they received cancer treatment. For 3 to 4 weeks between surgical biopsy and surgical cancer, the women followed their standard diet or a ketogenic diet, or like most people call it, the keto diet. And the results in this short time frame, a very short time frame, 3 to 4 weeks, the women in the keto group lost 5% of their body weight. Their blood sugar levels dropped by 22%. Their insulin levels decreased by 60%. Because when you have a high level of insulin, which is a hormone that is fat-producing, fat-storing, and it opens up the door for all of our diseases, more diseases are associated with insulin levels too high. And they're driven too high by the intake of sugar. The more sugar, the more insulin is released from the pancreas. Anti-tumor immune cell changes are definitely detected in the cancer tissue. After surgical removal versus no changes for women on the standard diet. So what does this mean? Well, cancer cells need sugar, otherwise known as glucose. Even the short study showed that the keto diet can trigger anti-cancer changes, anti-inflammatory changes, antioxidant changes, just 3 to 4 weeks on this diet, as well as reducing the glucose cancer cells that are needed to replicate and metastasize. Sugar drives cancer like gas drives your car. So take away the fuel. Starve your cancer. What about an ouch? What kind of ouch? And what to do about it? Especially a pulled muscle. Do you really pull a muscle? What does it mean to pull a muscle? When muscle fibers are stretched too far, and I've done that. I was working out, and I was doing a press over my head, and I lost the weight behind me, which tore my pectoral muscle. I could have put my fist through a brick wall. I had so much pain. And it still bothers me to today. But because I follow the keto diet, I have very, very, very low inflammation. I have soreness, but no pain. And the more I work out, I do have more soreness, but I don't have the pain. I don't have pain in my knees. I don't have pain in my joints. I have a little bit of soreness in the area of where the muscle was pulled. So when muscle fibers are stretched too far, like I just explained my situation, and have small tears, but the bigger the tear, the more problematic it is. It is called a pulled muscle. And the symptoms include soreness. I have some of that. Throbbing, I don't have. Swelling, I don't have. Bruising, I don't have. Inflammation, I don't have. A little bit of soreness. But yet I work out heavy with weight-resistant exercises twice a week. And I do walking with weights to strengthen the muscles. And that makes a huge amount of difference. But now, pulled muscles and minor tears can heal without needing surgery. But I don't judge the degree of your muscle tears. Talk to your doctor. Because serious or complete muscle tears need surgical repair. I never had surgical repair. I've worked over the years with therapists that do neuromuscular massage, and it has helped dramatically. So look for someone who does this type of therapy if you have a pulled muscle or a tear that plagues you or bothers you endlessly. And for non-athletes, the most common pulled muscle is a low back strain, which we do so easily. And the most times we do this is because we try to lift something heavy with our back, and our back should not be involved. Our legs should be involved. We should stoop down, squat down, pick up a heavy object, and let your legs be pushing yourself up. And your back will become involved, but not in the beginning. In the beginning, you do not want your back involved. You don't want to bend over and pick up something up. You want to squat down to pick it up. Shoveling snow is another example. Or twisting while carrying heavy loads. Stand up straight. Keep your back straight. Engage your core, your abdominal muscles. Now, other common pulled muscle injuries occur in the neck and the shoulders. Examples are poor posture at a desk, slept wrong, hamstrings, slips and falls, and calf muscles when you step off a curb awkwardly. These are all tears. It's a pulled muscle until you have a minor tear or very serious tear. Minor tears you can recover. But now take your time to repair a tear. And I'll tell you why. Because there is no blood supply to the ligaments and tendons and muscles. So you don't have a lot of nutrients going to the injured area to repair the damage. But the mineral that really makes a difference for your tendons and muscles and ligaments is manganese, not magnesium, manganese. You hear the difference? Not magnesium, manganese, about 9 to 18 milligrams twice a day of manganese will help dramatically improve. But it takes time, as I said, because you have no blood supply to that area. So you don't have a lot of nutrients flowing to the damage, to repair the damage. There are a lot of people that have golfer's shoulder or tennis elbow or some other pulled muscle. And they take time off for a month and they feel really, really great. And then they go back to doing something like picking up a box or playing tennis again or going out golfing. And oh my God, one time out, you're right back where you started. You pull it again because it was not effectively or sufficiently repaired. It takes time. And some injuries might be 3 to 6 months to a year. But what you need is to help really use nutrition to repair the damage. Now, I'll give you some ideas of what I really, really like to repair the damage. There is an herb that's been around for thousands of years. It's called comfrey. C like in Charlie, O-M-F-R-E-Y, comfrey. Comfrey is called bone knit, knitwort. It relieves pain. This is a cream to be used topically. Wherever you have the damage, could be your shoulders, could be your knee, could be your back. This is a cream that you use topically. It relieves pain. There's over 15 studies in Germany on comfrey cream. It reduces swelling. It speeds the healing of the injured area. And you can apply it several times a day. You can't put on too much. The more, the better. Now, there is an oral capsule that I see sold in health food stores. It's a combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame oil. And this combination of these three ingredients, in a comparison test versus placebo, in people with a low back muscle pain issue, this combination reduced pain by almost 60% in just 1 week, while pain scores increased in the placebo group. They didn't reduce the pain like 60% in a week. Actually, as the week went by, the placebo group that did not take the combination increased the pain. Now, the dosage of this combination of curcumin, boswellia, black sesame oil. The black sesame oil actually combines the two together into a dough or a putty, and it increases the absorption. It works very quickly. Sometimes people with a kinked back or a kinked neck, just one application or one day can dramatically lower the pain. You'd like to use 1,000 milligrams of this combination once or twice daily. And then don't forget pea. PEA works differently from curcumin to reduce inflammation. Helps calm overactive pain signals, so the pain does not feel as intense. 600 to 1200 milligrams, 600 to 1200 milligrams daily of pea with the enzyme seropeptase. This is a natural enzyme developed in Japan to reduce pain. Combined with pea gives you the combination of two highly effective pain relievers. You can also pair this up with the curcumin boswellia and black sesame oil. These two will be excellent, both orally, and then topically, the comfrey cream. What a great protocol this would be for any kind of pain. Now, if you have chronic pain, pain that you've been living with for years or weeks or months, I would use curcumin, boswellia, natokinase, and DLPA, a different formulation, a different combination, a great pain reliever. I see this in health food stores. I understand it's been on the market for over 15 years. It's one of the top natural, all natural, no synthetics, all natural, to relieve pain, and no side effects. Pea has no side effects. Serrateptase has no side effects. Curcumin boswellia have no side effects. These are all bonuses that you can use these and to some degree increase the dosage. I've seen research from several studies in Italy. When I recommend 600 to 1200 milligrams of pea daily, there are some cases where they went up to as much as 2400 milligrams of pea. So you can experiment a little bit. I don't know if nobody has ever commented to me that they've had side effects from pea. The research is pretty strong about no side effects. So this is all great for relieving pain without side effects. Now, rhodiola. Oh, I love this. I take rhodiola every day. Rhodiola for energy and resistance. Rhodiola grows naturally at high elevations, cold mountainous regions. It has been used in traditional medicines for energy and strength in Siberia, Russia, Tibet, for over 2,000 years. In modern times, it was extensively researched by Russian Soviets for its ability to boost stamina and energy, and used by the athletes and cosmonauts. Clinical studies have shown that rhodiola reduced fatigue by 30%, increased mental performance and concentration, relieves the symptoms of anxiety and depression, shown to help regulate menstrual cycles that help increase fertility. Now, the one I like and the one I use, I combine it with ashwagandha. So it's a combination of rhodiola and ashwagandha. What an impact. It's my go-to energy level, reduces stress, increases resiliency. It is phenomenal. Take it daily, first thing in the morning. Energy, immune support, mental clarity. Or you can use it when you need it during times of stress, increased stress or illness. And it works best if you can take it on an empty stomach if possible. Like first thing in the morning before breakfast. Take it for the day. Or take it mid-afternoon if you want another dose. Don't take it too late. Some people may not be able to sleep. About 500 to 1,500 milligrams of the combination daily. Works fantastically. You will see it very quickly. Within 1 to 2 weeks, you'll begin to have a real increase in tonic effects. Energy levels, really actually reducing fatigue where stress is overcoming you. You can eliminate all that by by the combination of ashwagandha and rhodiola. Rhodiola is spelled R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A, rhodiola. The Russians were accused of using this as a supplement during the Olympics. Some were, some were not. Some were actually being spiked with drugs. But many of them were using rhodiola. And I think it's well worth it. You'll get an effect that's unbelievable. That combination of rhodiola and ashwagandha. It's the best adaptogenic combination that I know. It's been used for thousands of years. And that, my friends, I'm all out of time. My hour went by too fast. I wish I did not have to leave you, but that's life. So I'll be back, though, next week, same time, same station. So don't worry, I'll be here. I'll bring you more interesting concepts, ideas, and what you can do to be healthier. If you're listening, I know you want to be healthier, but you also have to do it too. It's your job. I'm giving you ideas.